It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 7th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is archipelago, spelled A-R-C-H-I-P-E-L-A-G-O. Archipelago is a noun that means an expanse of water with many scattered islands. It can also mean, more broadly, a group of islands or something resembling an archipelago, especially a group or scattering of similar things. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. The Philippines, an archipelago of more than 7,100 islands, is recognized globally as a megadiverse nation and a biodiversity hotspot. The Greeks called it the Aegean Pelagos, and the Italians referred to it as archipelago, meaning chief sea. But English speakers now call it the Aegean Sea. Numerous islands dot its expanse, and 16th century English speakers adopted a modified form of its Italian name for any sea with a similar scattering of islands. In time, archipelago came to refer to the group of islands themselves, and now it is often used figuratively, as in, for example, an archipelago of high-rise buildings. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.